to confess our sins to God, our Father, and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Thank you. God, by the leading of a star, you made known your only begotten Son to the Gentiles. Lead us who know you by faith to enjoy in heaven the fullness of your divine presence. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the Epiphany of our Lord is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 59th and 60th chapters. They shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. For he will come like a rushing stream, which the wind of the Lord drives. And a redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression, declares the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit that is upon you, and my words that I have put in your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth, or out of the mouth of your offspring, or out of the mouth of your children's offspring, says the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you, and nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son.
May he judge your peoples with righteousness, and your poor with justice.
Let the mountains be a prosperity for the people, and the hills in righteousness.
May he defend the cause of the poor of the people. Give deliverance to the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor.
May they fear you while the sun endures, and as long as the moon throughout all generations.
May he be like rain that falls on mown grass, like showers that water the earth.
In his days may the righteous flourish, and peace abound, till the moon be no more.
May he have dominion from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth.
May desert tribes bow down before him, and his enemies lick the dust.
May the kings of Tarshish and of the coastlands render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts.
May all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things.
The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, the third chapter. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles,
assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given: to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. This is the word of the Lord. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their own way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Thank you.
grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text from Matthew chapter 2, the last three verses of our reading. Going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is our text. Dear friends, we've been on this journey for some time now. The journey of faith. And I don't just mean our individual journeys, whether yours began in infancy or started later when a friend invited you along. I mean our journey together. Yes, we've got different backgrounds. Yes, we've come from different places. We have various interests and various abilities. Some are young. Some of us are old. Some are brand new to it. Some have been here forever. And yet today, right now, even if you just walked in to get out of the cold, we find ourselves traveling together, making a common journey. You know how deep the darkness is. It still is. It's dark as night out there. And it can be dark inside, too. Dark thoughts, dark desires, dark dreams. It's scary. You can't live in the world without encountering the darkness in some way. And you remember how it was. We also walked in darkness. We didn't know it, but we did. We followed our hearts. We followed our bellies. We thought what the world thinks. We said what the world says. We did what the world does. And sometimes we still do. More often than we realize, I think. But it's not the darkness that drew us together. God help us. No, it's the light. When did you first see it? Were you looking up into the night sky, marveling at the vastness of the universe? Were you wondering about who created all of it? Were you searching desperately for something, for a sign, for a message, for anything to direct your life? And did it catch your attention immediately, like a comet blazing through the sky or planets aligning together? Or did it take a while for the light to penetrate, to get through and make its impression on you? We know who it was that said, "Let there be light." And it was so. Why, we've seen him. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that has been made. And truly, as it says, the heavens declare his glory, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. So his coming was made known to us, to you, to me, to each of us. We heard the declaration, "A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel." That's an ancient saying. We believed its time had come. The fulfillment was at hand. The promised king, the king of the Jews, would be born, and his birth would be for us, too. That's why we set out for this place. That's why we're gathered here now. You remember the journey, don't you? There was that stop in Jerusalem. I mean, that's where you'd expect to find one born king of the Jews. So that's where we went. We asked around. No one seemed to know anything about a newborn king. But we knew. We'd seen his star, the star of the new king. Oh, they said there was a king, all right. They said his name was Herod. They said there was a higher king above him, and his name was Caesar Augustus, way off in Rome. But a newborn king? No, they hadn't heard of one. But when that king, Herod, heard, he seemed really interested in it. In fact, our question seemed to stir up the whole city. Herod even brought in the chief priests and the scribes and asked them what they thought. We found out about that later. They didn't know about the newborn king, but they did have something to tell Herod. Look for him in Bethlehem of Judea. For so it's written by the prophet, "And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Why those priests and scribes weren't looking for their king, I'll never know. It's like they knew the words, but they didn't actually believe them. Oh, they could say that passage by memory, but they didn't care what it meant. Lord God, keep us from such thoughtless knowledge of Scripture. And that's when Herod brought us in secret, everything in secret, like a man who's scared or afraid. I didn't get it. Wouldn't everyone want to know about the newborn king? Anyway, Herod didn't look right to me, but what do I know? Maybe that's just how he looks. He did feed us well, that's for sure, but he seemed a little too interested in us and our journey, if you know what I mean. He kept asking the same questions. When? How long? What time? Like he was pumping us for information. Looking back, I can see now that it was an interrogation. After what finally seemed like hours, he sat back and he told us to go to Bethlehem. Go and search diligently for the child, diligently. And when you found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. Those were his words. We listened carefully. We figured we'd do what he said, because when there's a king, that's how it works, right? You enter his kingdom, you listen to his word, you follow what he says. So we continued on. And then we saw it again, the light, the star. How can we possibly describe this? To tell you the truth, every time I think back on it, it becomes more mysterious and harder to explain. All I can say is that it came to rest over the place where the child was. And seeing the star, it filled us with such joy. A great joy, a joy like you've never known. His mother told us later that a bunch of shepherds experienced something similar on the night when he was born. Seeing the star, we went into the house. We saw the child. Yes, the child. With his mother Mary. And we did the only thing that made sense. Before that little child, we fell down and we worshiped him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Here at last, the true King of the Jews, God's righteous Lord. Here at last, the one who has come to shepherd God's people. Here at last, the one who will bear the scepter and be the ruler of a kingdom that has no end. What about Herod? What about Caesar? What about all the other kings and princes and powers of the world? Compared to this child, they're just petty rulers. That's all. Little kings with little kingdoms that last for a little while and then crumble. But this child, the one that we went and have come again to worship, this child is the King of Kings. Remember it. Remember this. You have a king. He has come for you. His name is Jesus, because he saves his people from their sins. He is the light that shines in the darkness. He is the light that has shone in our hearts to give the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. A little child shall lead them. A little child shall lead us. Because our journey isn't over. It's only just begun. And you know, when we set out originally on this journey, I suspect that if we'd known all the dangers and risks that lay ahead, we never would have done it. We didn't realize at the beginning what it would mean. The mockery that people would show. The way they would laugh at us and turn away from us. Even the threats to our life. But even greater than that was the risk to ourselves. The risk that this journey would change you and me. That it would reach into the darkness of our hearts and shine on us the light of this child. You know how it was when we set out. They weren't calling us wise men then. They were calling us fools. A bunch of fools. Following some star, thinking that a prophecy would come true, looking for a king of a foreign nation to be our king as well. But we found him, didn't we? Or maybe we should say he found us through the light that he gave. Through the scriptures that were written. He found us and he drew us to himself and he made us his own. And we laid before him the things that we had brought. We set before him our gold, such as it was, and that frankincense and that myrrh, gifts fit for one who is the King of Kings. Gold because he is king, frankincense because he is the priest who would offer the sacrifice, and myrrh. Well, I think the myrrh is for a death at some point, a burial that's coming ahead. You know, I have this foreboding about this child. You remember the dream that we had, that we were warned of, a dream not to go back to Herod, not to go by the same way we'd taken, but to leave by a different route. There's more darkness ahead for him. They'll try to snuff the light out. They'll try to quench the wick, but the darkness will not overcome it. That's what lies ahead for this child. What he will go through to be our king and to own us as his and to rule over us now and forever. It's like a sword hanging over his head. But that won't be the end. But here we are. We've come into the house again one last time before we go. We've come into the house again to kneel before this child and to worship him, to give him our gifts, little though they may be, to pledge our allegiance to our King, and to receive the gifts that he has for us, that forgiveness, that life, that salvation. Where our paths go next may not be clear, but this much is, we belong to his kingdom. And when we leave here, when we return to our homes, we do go by a different way. Changed. Again. How could we not be? We're not the same people we were when we started out. Perhaps we're not the same people we were when this service began. Older? Yes. Wiser? Not according to the world, though some would call us wise. But we know who we are. We are children of the King, and we belong to his kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. I will offer the thanksgiving sacrifice on call in the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Holy God, eternal light, the darkness of sin covers the earth and its peoples. Let the light of the gospel lead us to him who was born King of the Jews. Give us humble and grateful hearts that bow down and worship him and willingly offer our most precious gifts. Lord, in your mercy. From distant lands and far off places, you gather a people to bear your name and live in the light of your word. Bless the church that she may be united in doctrine, live in harmony and peace, and labor to bring the light of Christ to those still dwelling in darkness and death. Lord, in your mercy. You have established your church and drawn into her people from every race, tribe, and nation. Bless those entrusted with the leadership of the church. Give to all pastors and missionaries the boldness of your spirit, that they may proclaim the saving truth of your word without fear. Bless those who hear, that they may be brought to faith. We pray especially this day for your blessing on Pastor Kodala and his family as he enters into retirement and into serving your church in a different way, that you would continue to use him as your servant and grant him refreshment. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty God, bless and sanctify us, our homes, and our possessions. Drive far from us the snares of the evil one, and send your holy angel to guard, protect, visit, and defend us in our daily lives. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Holy God, eternal light, the psalmist begged that you would endow the king with your justice. Grant the same gift to the leaders of our nation and every nation. Fill them with wisdom, compassion, and care, so that, unlike Herod, they would seek to uphold life and watch over the welfare of the governed. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, as we remember this season the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, so we give you thanks for the birth that you have given into our church family, for bringing Vivian May safely into the arms of Stephanie and John. We pray that you would continue to watch over mother and child and open the hearts and hands of Pepper, Lewis, and Josie as well. We commend into your care, too, expectant mothers Kelly and Rachel, that you would watch over them and their little ones until the time of labor and delivery. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Give to all people the comfort of your presence, healing according to your will, relief in suffering, and an end to the terrors of mind and heart. We pray especially for Samson Alex, that you would grant success to his procedure on Wednesday. John, as he awaits his cardiologist appointment, that you would speed his surgery and make it a surgery that would restore his health. For Melinda in her recovery from surgery, Cadence and her parents Danny and Camilla, as she is hospitalized. For Margaret and Tom and their families in their cancer diagnoses. We also commend to your care Diane, Amara, Marilyn, Jared, Donna, Ed, and Kay. Grant your comfort to Connie, Michael, and all who mourn. Sustain the weary with your word, the wounded with hope, and the dying with peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
You have made us your chosen people, members of Christ's body, co-heirs with him of all the riches of your grace, including the privilege of this holy table. Bless our communion in Christ and bring peace and unity, that we may see the day when no divisions prevent us from kneeling in your presence and receiving this blessed sacrament for the life and salvation of all. Lord, in your mercy. May your light shine on us. May your light bring forth the fruits of repentance in our daily lives. Give us confidence in your word, that we would embrace your holy will without fear. Hear us and answer us, we pray, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
The psalm today is a reading from Psalm 147 with antiphon from the Gospel of John, chapter 1. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise the Lord! How good it is to sing praises to our God, how pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles to Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the numbers of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace. Your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bless me, the Lord.
Praise be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.